Good morning. It's a wonderful first Sunday of summer, and the summer has certainly showed up with the heat and humidity this year, hasn't it? We gather today for a twofold celebration. First, we join together to worship our God and celebrate the wonderful things He has given us. The warmth of the sun, the wonderful flowers, and even the recent rains, bringing our trees and gardens back to life. We are also here as a community to celebrate the ministry and faithful service of Pastor Randy Clausen. These two things are very much linked, as Pastor Randy has worked so hard to be a living embodiment of God's love for His people and demonstrated the way of Christ for His flock. We at St. Catherine's UM Church would like to extend also a warm welcome to all of the visitors that are here to join us for this special celebration. Now, Pastor Andy, are there any introductions you would like to make?
Too many.
Too many.
Too many.
Everyone, okay. It's a broad welcome. So thank you very much for those that have joined us, and especially some who have made very long trips to be here with us today. I'd also like to announce that today, following the service, there'll be a barbecue luncheon in the gym to celebrate Pastor Randy's retirement, and certainly all are welcome to join us.
We'd also like to draw your attention to a few announcements in the bulletin. Next week, we'll be starting our outdoor summer worship services. They will be held on the west side of the church under the trees. Please be aware the driveway on that side will be blocked to traffic, and you should bring a lawn chair for the service. If the weather does not cooperate, the service will be held inside. Vacation Bible Camp is also just around the corner. There is still a need for volunteers, both working directly with the children as well as behind the scenes. We are also looking for nut-free baking and, of course, your continued prayer for our children's ministries. Please stand if you are able and join us and join our worship team this morning singing today.
The worship team will be the choir today.
Sorry.
The call to worship today comes from Psalm 40, verses 1 to 4. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock. He gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see the fear of the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods.
Let us bow for prayer. Let us bow for prayer. Dear God, thank you for the seasons of life, for the joy of childhood, the excitement of youth, and the stability of maturity. Thank you for the blessings that come at all ages, for all of the happy memories to enjoy, for the wisdom that comes through experience, and for the freedom that is given with retirement. Lord, we ask you to be with those, and we give thanks for the tremendous blessing that has come from the work of many years, and thank you that you still anoint and use us always in all seasons. We pray that this would be a new beginning. May your hope arise and your vision be the guide. May a new rhythm emerge, one that forms a beautiful balance between rest and engagement with life. And now, Lord, we ask for your blessings. May there be good health, joy in abundance, and peace in heart and mind, and from this day forwards and each day that follows. In Jesus' name, amen. And would the children come forward for the children's story around the side? A song first. We're going to sing a song first.
Hey, come on up, kids. All All right. Do we have everybody this morning? Awesome. Well, friends, this is super exciting, but I was going to ask Pastor Randy to come up and join us. I don't know if he's available. We will, you know what? We'll chat about it, and we'll see if he can come and join us in a minute. Because today, our surprise was going to be, you know how we always bring something to talk about? The something I was bringing is Pastor Randy. What a special day for Pastor Randy, right? Friends, he is retiring. What is retirement? What does that mean? Quitting your job, Callan said. Quit. Out. Right? Wow. Does anybody else? What do you do when you're retired? What do you do? Corey, what do you do? You just stop. You just stop everything? Oh, Pastor Randy's going to be really super slowed down. Hey? Anybody have any other ideas? Is he coming? Is he coming to join us? I hope so. We'll see if he can come. I think Pastor Randy, because we know him so well, he has done so many things, so many sermons for us, and he's kind of shared with us some of the things he likes to do. Here he is. Here's my object for today's object lesson. There he is. Did you hear you were supposed to stop and slow down and quit your job? I think you might be close to that. That's right. Always helping. You know what? Pastor Randy, I think he loves to garden. We learned about that. He talked about that at the church picnic, too. And Pastor Randy does volunteer work with search and rescue. Remember, he showed us all those pictures from the plane and the work that he does with that. Pastor Randy loves to write. He has helped many people to write their life stories and to get them down in print so that people can share them with their family and the next generation. And you know what? I think maybe he might just like to do what Corey said, which is just to stop and just relax, which is such a good thing, right? Now we have, Randy, we have made a card for you that is just so full of all of our wishes. So I'm going to read it to you here. It says, "We will you enjoy your retirement." And in the inside, "We liked that you came to visit us." I don't know if everybody knows that, but Pastor Randy came down pretty much every Sunday morning to say hello to us in Sunday school, and it meant so much to us. And it says, "We love you," and then it is signed by all of our Sunday school kiddos. Hey, so we just want to wish you all the best. And you know what I think we should do? Let's pray for Pastor Randy, right? God, thank you so much for giving us such a wonderful pastor and for the blessing that Randy has been to all of us. And we ask that you now bless him in his time of retirement and give him great health and lots of happiness and lots of time to do all the things he loves. Amen. Friends, I've been asked, let any guests know, we do have a nursery available downstairs in the basement. There's some signs pointing in that direction, so if anyone has small kids that you would like to drop off there, we do have supervision down there.
Good morning, church. A picture's worth a thousand words. And we've certainly had a number of beautiful pictures this morning. What a summary that has been. We join with Christian brothers and sisters, both those present in this world today and with those precious saints who have reached the glorious heavenly realm, giving thanks for the lives that have been touched by the godly character and Christian graces of Pastor Randy. We pause and give thanks for Pastor Randy's divine call into Christian service at a young age. For he, like the boy Samuel, said, "Here I am, Lord." We give thanks for Pastor Randy's contribution to the life of local churches, Christian camps, and our greater Mennonite church family. Like the prophet Isaiah, he too was touched with a divine call and responded by using his voice and Christ's presence to minister. "Here I am. Send me." We give thanks with Randy for both his godly heritage that shaped him and godly Christians who have affirmed God's call upon his life. And now, gentle shepherd of the sheep, our brother senses it is time, as Solomon wrote, a time to be silent and a time to speak. For Pastor Randy, as he sets aside his pastoral duties at St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church, it is time for him to look forward to the next chapter of his life as he walks hand in hand with his beloved wife and partner, Renata, as together they experience the hand of God leading them forward. We thank God that Randy has been given the grace of endurance and the gift of encouragement in order that over a lifetime of service, he has offered grace and hope to many precious souls. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would bless Randy and Renata as they venture forward, knowing your presence goes with them. And all God's people said,
amen. Amen.
We call upon our volunteer choir, followed by our benediction from Pastor Tim Amor.
Please stand as you're able. And we will invite Pastor Randy and his family to go down first. So after the blessing, please hold up a little bit. Make sure they get first in line. And then we can see what food is good by their expressions. I assume that means Pastor Randy will take one of everything. Well, friends, may the God of hope fill you with all peace and joy as you continue to put your trust in Him. Wherever you go, may that hope overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in God's peace. Amen.